We are now recording again. We're good.
Okay, conflict of interest policy. We postponed this, Scott, because you were not here the last time this came on the agenda, I believe.
No,
maybe it was because it wasn't in the packet this last time.
No,
but now it is.
We had a couple of members. I was present, but there were a couple of members who were not. And Ben brought up that since we only had three members at that last meeting, I think Steve and Chuck were actually.
My apologies for my incorrect memory. So I believe all the kinks are worked out in this policy. Correct me if I'm wrong. And so if we're going to adopt this updated conflict of interest policy, we need a motion to do that.
I'll move that we adopt the policy as presented.
Ben has his hand up.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
Ben.
Hi. The version in the packet, the formatting got a little wonky, but it's identical to the one that you looked at 2 weeks ago, but for the change of the date of the document itself. If it's okay, I'll send around, assuming the vote is to approve, I'll send around a PDF that has the correct formatting for signature. It's really just a style change, but it will be easier to read, I think.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Also, all those in favor of adopting the conflict of interest policy, by saying aye.
Was there a second? I can't remember.
I seconded.
Okay, John. All right, great.
John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself, aye. You should make a point of when we get this thing reformatted, if we should make a point of having a paper copy at the central office with all of our signatures on it. So perhaps if you could stop in and sign it, and then Becky could put it on file, and she would also have it digitally. But it really should be signed by all of us, or at least most of us, really should be signed by all of us. If you could just stop sometime once it gets there to get it signed, that would be helpful. Appointment Capital Planning Committee.
I'll move that the board appoint John Ricketson and Neil Lampson to join the Capital Planning Committee.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
And that is also including yourself, John Moore, and Hunter Ulf?
We're already appointed.
Is there a second? You seconded, didn't you, Chuck? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself? Aye. So we've gotten through that. Discussion of what we want the HR consultant to do.
Emily, I would like to move that we table this for another evening just so we can all get out of here. I think it's been a long night, and I don't think this is necessarily urgent. If we could put this on the next agenda, that'd be great.
I'll second
that. It certainly would make me happy, but that's okay. I think that's fine. Is the rest of the board in agreement with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Budget planning. Neil is going to keep track of the budget for us as he did last year. I will get him to pull off some worksheets for the various the various entities that have to develop a budget, and hopefully we can start working on that at our first meeting in November, and we can be thinking in the meanwhile about major projects, if there are any. We'll have a better idea of what the state's budget is going to look like then. I think this will be probably a conservative year, to say the very least. But that being said, we still have to, we're a public service entity of a sort. But I will get Neil to do that and give worksheets to the various individuals, and we will move on from there, if that's okay with the rest of you.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Any other thoughts? Anybody has any other suggestions?
No, sounds good.
Okay, meeting report, select board correspondence. Other than the items that were on the agenda, I have none. Review of assignments. Chuck, you're going to talk to
Kathleen. Yes.
Kathleen, and I am going to respond to this local hazard mitigation plan grant update. I think Jimmy's going to reach out to District 4 on the SALT contract, and there's one thing we didn't do, and when we got past the truck bids, we missed the truck payment, cab, and chassis. The cab and chassis has come in, and they need a payment. Is that correct, Steve?
That is correct.
And so I don't know whether we need to authorize that payment or whether we should just have Ellen put it on the next warrant, and we will authorize it in that way.
I don't think we need a separate authorization. I think she can just put it on the next warrant.
So I think we should just direct her to do that, and then we will get that bill paid.
What, Steve, do you know what the time frame is now that they have the truck to completion of the body?
I talked to Mikey at Viking today, and our truck is next in line to go into the bay as soon as they complete the one that's in there. And the at 1st of November, mid-November, I'm going to say.
Okay, so we're
about 3.5. Yeah, it's about 3.5 weeks, three and a half weeks from the time that it goes in.
Okay, so, and where are we with the six wheeler?
I'm going to talk to that salesman tomorrow. I think that truck was supposed to have been built and been done by this last Monday. There was an issue. They had to do something different with a cab. I don't know whether the cab got damaged on the assembly line, so they had to do a new one or what. But so that one's coming soon as well.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay, so were there any other assignments that I missed?
You need to circulate the VSP reports.
Oh, okay. I will circulate those. Thank you, Cindy. I will do those. Send those to the.
And then I will contact the truck company in the morning, right?
Yeah. Tell them that their payment will. We'll get it on the next AP warrant.
Plus, order the new truck.
Yep.
Do you guys want me to authorize me to sign that as I did before, or do you want to handle that some other way?
I think that's fine as long as you and Jimmy look over the invoice before you sign it and make sure that everything that you ordered is on it.
Yep.
Do we need a vote on that to authorize Steve to sign that document?
We should, just to, since we are spending money, so we should just do that. So I'll move that we authorize Steve to sign that.
I'll second it.
Any more discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Okay. Any other assignments? I will also send the Greg Green driveway thing in. Get that squared away for the office. Any agenda items for next meeting other than budget and HR at this point? I guess that will be developed when we get there. Anything else anyone has to say? I will entertain a motion then.
So moved.
You didn't say what you were moving.
I moved that we adjourned.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. I need a second for that.
I did second that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. All those in favor? John?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Chuck? Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
Have a good evening.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye.